USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans to not rush through a nominee to fill a seat on the Supreme Court before the election.
And I appeal to those few Senate Republicans, the handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS.
It takes two things to replace a Supreme Court judge. One is the president has to nominate, and two is the Senate has to determine that they want to deal with that issue at that time.
There's growing concerns that Tropical Storm Beta could bring heavy rain to an already storm-weary Gulf Coast. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
We're saying 6 to 10 inches inwardly in the city of Houston. Along the coast, they're saying it could be as much as 20 inches.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
At least one protester was arrested after a group of about 100 people gathered outside the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. The Senate Majority Leader is the key in determining whether a nominee appointed by President Trump will succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before Election Day. The crowd chanted, "Ruth sent us," and "No ethics, no shame." In addition to the impending battle over the court vacancy, McConnell, a member of the Senate since 1985, also faces a re-election fight on Kentucky's November ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A southern state has made it clear who won't be able to vote by mail in November. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Mississippi Supreme Court ruled Friday that fearing COVID-19 does not automatically qualify anyone to vote absentee. The decision clarified whether a lower court ruling would have expanded access to absentee ballots. Mississippi is one of a handful of states that has not expanded access to mail-in voting despite the coronavirus pandemic. State law allows absentee ballots for those 65 and older, those away from home on Election Day, or for those who have to work when the polls are open. Those with a temporary or permanent physical disability can also request an absentee ballot if they cannot vote without substantial hardship or risk.
With more people staying home from the pandemic, more people are bored and turning to exotic pets as entertainment. And more neighbors are home to complain about it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Complaints about exotic animals being kept as pets are on the rise in New York City. From the 1st of January through last week, the city's 311 hotline logging 315 calls about illegal animals, a 77% increase over that period last year. The New York Post is reporting rooster complaints are leading the way, followed by calls about ferrets, iguanas, snakes, and monkeys. Queens had the most complaints, followed by Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.